If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I happen to be sitting in Tokyo right now.
Wow.
And it's actually 3 p.m, but apart from that, good morning.
Well, I think that's absolutely fantastic. And are you there, are you in Japan for the rugby, or are you there for something else?
Well, in order to keep my street cred right, yes, of course I'm here for the rugby, but I'm actually here on holiday just to
absolutely
have some
awesome
time in an amazing place. But yeah, rugby. But it's crazy. I've never seen so many people, Westerners. The atmosphere is amazing. The stores, I mean, they're all in with the rugby. It's quite an unbelievable atmosphere, I must tell you. Even if this is the tech show, this is pretty high-tech rugby.
Absolutely no doubt about that. All right, to tell us about what's going on with iTunes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, how many people have noticed, but we all grew up, a lot of us, the slightly older folk, all grew up with iTunes as our sort of preferred repository for all the music we had on our various devices, all the music we bought, and it just grew and grew over the years until you had this massive library in your iTunes store, and it was just convenient, it was slick, it was simple, you didn't have to rush down and buy a CD. It was revolutionary. In 2003, it completely rewrote music for most of us. So Apple people, mostly in the beginning, but it grew until it was available on Android, and it just took over in terms of music and how easy it was to get access to tons of music. Well, with the latest update to, especially on the Mac, the iTunes store has actually disappeared. It's still actually hidden there behind everything, but there are now 3 separate apps, one for music, one for movies, and one for TV. And those are going to all essentially become streaming services going forward. With the imminent launch on November 1, I think we're going to see the launch of Apple TV Plus in South Africa as well. So the good news really is that if you have or own any iTunes movies, music, whatever, they remain. You can still have them, and if you dig hard enough and you insist on buying them, you can still do so. But essentially what Apple is trying to do is move everybody to a streaming service. So $4.99 for the TV, $9.99 for an unlimited all-you-can-eat music service dollars. This is in South Africa. The pricing is actually slightly cheaper. Interesting to see what happens with Apple TV Plus. But I think it's R69 or 18 for single and R89 for a family pack of 5. So streaming has definitely become the thing. And I've just received tons of calls over the last little while about what's happened to my iTunes library.
Mm.
Well, as I said, it's hidden. It's hidden behind the music store, but it's no longer going to be a priority from Apple. And I can imagine within the next year, they'll actually stop selling music in that manner. So if anyone asks, it's there, but it's now behind the music app. And that's where all your iTunes music lives.
There doesn't seem to be a doubt in my mind. Well, there isn't a doubt in my mind, but we almost can get the sense that there's this massive shakeup happening with all of these streaming services, and that within 18 months, everything is going to look a little bit different. Not everybody will survive. Not everybody's going to make it through this. And
no question.
It's going to look very different, even from a South African perspective, DSTV, etc. There's the sense of movement.
Oh, huge movement and huge change. I mean, the entire online streaming setup in America is taking a major knock in November. Well, knock, a change. One, Disney Online. Disney Plus is coming online, and that includes a ton of content that people have just taken for granted. Imagine all the Disney titles, and so many more. I mean, Disney is one of the largest, or owns one of the largest collection of movies and serials. It's just pretty unbelievable. And all of those products will go onto the Disney Plus channel and come off other channels. For South Africa, it might be a little less impactful because we're not sure when Disney's coming here. It might come in a couple of months. So DSTV, even Netflix will continue to, for international purposes, carry a lot of that product. At the same time, Apple, and don't discount Apple with their little book, sort of bank balance, they can do a lot of stuff. Some of their series look amazing. That is definitely coming to South Africa. So our choices between Amazon, between Netflix, between Showmax, and you can stream DSTV online. You don't need a decoder anymore. So once all that you know, package all that together, it's a very different landscape. All you need is a reasonably decent internet connection. And that is becoming more reasonable and more prevalent. So the whole way that we watch TV, the whole way that we consume music and movie media is in for a huge shakeup in the next little while. And let's see who survives and who doesn't. But the competition from the big major studios in America, like the Netflixes, like Amazon, like Warner, there's going to be some serious, serious choice out there for the consume in the next couple of months. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Absolutely, and that's where we leave it. Stephen Ambrose, are you having your, are you doing your full hour show on Thursday morning?
I am, but I'm cheating just a touch. I'm going to pre-record quite a lot of it and send it through, so it won't be live because of the timing. It's
right.
Sort of
that's what I was
not
wondering.
Very convenient, but my show will go on, and awesome. Bits of it will be live from Tokyo.
Absolutely fantastic. This is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. And we'll catch you, of course, on a Thursday morning.